in transit today takes you to your local metro station. Four more green roofs are going to be added to Montreal metro stations for the SDM as they look to become greener and make our summers cooler. This addition is to complement the 10 green roofs already installed around the city. With more on this, we go to Vincent Staub. He's part of the management team of Toit Vertige. Vincent, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much to you.
So let's talk about these green roofs. You know, I think, although most of us haven't been on a plane in a long time, but, you know, if we've ever flown above the city, you look across the island out of your window from the plane and you see way too much, you know, just gray roofs that have nothing on it. And you just wonder about how that affects the climate of the city. And we do know that lack of greenery can make summers hotter and warmer here. So why don't you tell me about your green roofs that you've worked on at Toit Vertige and why they're so important?
In fact, green roofs are very important. It's been 15 years that we are working in that industry, making almost over 2 million square feet of green roof over the cities over the past 15 years. So I don't know, do you want to get to a little some of the advantage, the benefit of green roofs for the city?
Please. Yeah, let's talk about that first, yeah.
Cool. So there are several ones. In fact, I'm not going to go through all of them because it's going to take too long, but reduction of heat island effect is clearly one of those. Energy saving is another a good point of green roof for the owner of building. Rainwater retention, better stormwater management. The green roof will retain almost 75% of the rainwater. That means that this will not be treated by the city sewer and all that. It's also improving air quality, providing better insulation. And another thing that we almost forget pretty often is the neighborhood beautification and providing access to people to an additional high quality living space. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think you were about to mention the STM, weren't you? So tell me about this partnership with the STM.
Totally. STM got a strong environmental program and we are very happy and proud to contribute to the development and growth of Green Roof with this visionary partner. They did not wait for anyone to put forward beautiful greening projects. And I think that one important thing is that this is also, it's a benefit for the whole society, basically, not only the owner of the building.
With Vincent Staub, he's part of the management team of Toit Vertige, and his company is making more metro station roofs greener, four more being added to the list. They already have 10 here. Vincent, when we talk about metro stations, you know, we all know that they're all architecturally different, right? That's one of the reasons we love our metro system. Every station is different, right? So I imagine every roof is different in that thing. So how much of a challenge is it to replicate, you know, a green roof when we think about how different metro stations are?
It's always a challenge. I mean, each project of green roof will be almost unique by itself because we need to work out with the building structure, the need of the client, and the environmental the environment we're working on. So it's always each of these separate challenge. But at the end of the day, I think we're accompanying those projects greatly, and that's good for the STM and for everybody.
Now, Vincent, you've mentioned so many benefits that come from installing a green roof, but there must be reasons why not everyone's jumping on board here. Is it cost? Are there other things I'm not thinking about, or is it just people that just haven't gotten around to it, and that you can make the case for everyone? Why wouldn't someone convert their roof to a green roof?
There's clearly a monetary investment could be a barrier. Depending on the type of structure you have, not every building structure have been designed up front in order to be able to accommodate a green roof on them. So that's one of the portion. I would say that's probably the major one is going to be around that. Not every structure have been designed in order to accept a green roof on them.
Does it get trickier with our climate, Vincent? Does it get trickier in the wintertime? Snow on top of, I get what I would imagine, you've got to have dirt and plants and that kind of stuff. Does that make it trickier because of our climate?
It's definitely a challenge. I think every country has its own challenge in regards to that. And that's why we need to adapt to the Quebec temperatures. But we're working through that, and the solution that's providing now is it's a great solution for the climate we have up in Quebec.
How much further is this partnership with the STM going to go? What do you see the future? It seems like they're very gung-ho. They want to do this. You know, obviously there's costs, but they have a lot of reasons to go forward with it. How far do you think this partnership's going to go?
I think they're very visionary. They want to go through that process. And from Les Toilettes Sieges, we'll be more than happy to work with them for all the other moving forward projects. But I can tell, I cannot speak from the STM in regards to their vision on Green Roof. I don't have that information.
Who else should be considering a Green Roof? You know, I'm looking at an image here of your team on top of one of these new installations, and I'm looking, you know, to the behind you, the buildings that are behind you, and I see lovely flat roofs on, let's say, duplexes and triplexes and that kind of thing. Should residential owners be thinking about this as well?
Totally. It's a great thing. And more cities are providing help and support for residential installation of green roofs. So clearly everybody can look at this and can move in that process.
We talk a lot about climate change on the program. You know, our summers are getting hotter. I know last week was a great example of the blip of having a cool week in the city. But our summers, you know, statistically, they're getting warmer and warmer. What kind of impact can programs like yours and what your company does at Trois-Rivières, what kind of impact could it have long term on urban temperatures?
I think you hit a really good point. Green roofs are clearly an help for reduction the heat island, the heat island effect. And as an example, green roof could be around 40% cooler than bituminous surfaces. Also, energy saving. It could provide a good saving in terms of air conditioning in the summer, but also providing a great saving in reduction of heat loss in the winter.
My goodness, Vincent, I think you got a lot of people's attention there. You got my attention there. If you could reduce your energy costs on AC in the summer and heating in the winter, you know, obviously that long term could pay for the cost of the green roof to begin with.
You should clearly look at the long term perspective for green roof. And again, like we said earlier, it's a positive and benefit for the owner, but also a benefit for everybody around because you're helping the city in regard with air quality and heat island reduction and all of those great benefits for everybody.
I got to ask, and I know every roof is different, every situation is different. Obviously, the STM and metro stations are a great example of how everything's different. But can you give us ballpark costs here? Let's say it's a typical duplex that somebody owns with a flat roof. How much that would cost if they wanted to make a green roof? Can you give us those numbers?
It's like I said, as every project is very, very different, and depending on the type of study you're going on, and depending on the structure can accept it or not, you need to add some to do some modification and also it's still pretty it will depend on the type of green roof you want and it's hard for us to give you a ball price on that. It's really a case by case study that needs to be done.
One last question for you, Vincent. You know, I keep saying green roof. But let's talk about the green for a second. What type of plants do you put on these green roofs? What kind of vegetation goes on these green roofs?
It's a good question, and but typically it could be almost anything from grass to sedum to trees to almost any plant you can you can think of. It's mainly landscaping on a roof, but still you need to have some consideration on the climate and making sure the plant you're choosing will impact the maintenance you'll need to do on them, and not every plant could support where your green roof is installed. But it's a very vast variety of plant that could be installed on a green roof.
Vincent, what are the STM stations that are coming now? What are the latest projects? What places?
The one that is upcoming or the one that is always done?
Upcoming.
There is the Station Mont-Royal, the Garage Côte-Vertu that is upcoming. I think the Saint-Belchasse, another one are, I think they're going for four this year. But again, for that specific to the STM, I will rather let the STM answer their their plan for the future.
Vincent, listen, thanks very much for coming on the show and talking about these green roofs that I think are an important point, important part of making our cities greener. Thanks so much.
And thank you very much for inviting us on your show.